To 96.5 The Fan. This is Fantasy Football Sunday. I am your host, Mac Morey. Good morning, folks. Yeah, that's right. You panic checking your ESPN app. Wait, who scored a touchdown? Wait, I wasn't ready to set my lineup. Oh, yeah. London football has begun, folks. 8:30, bright and early. The next 4 weeks, I believe, we've got a game in London. So this is now for future reference. These next few weeks, Sunday morning, get your lineup set. Saturday night, really. Get your lineup set because you will wake up around 8:30, and there will already be a game going right now. Jets playing the Vikings in London. The Jets with a 3-0 lead after their kicker was able to get one through the uprights on the right side. So early lead there for Minnesota. We are officially over a month into the NFL season, and as that relates to fantasy football, that means bye weeks have begun, folks. And this is when fantasy football, to me, really begins. This is when, strategy really starts. You have to make decisions for, okay, which star impact players am I going to really have to replace here? How deep is my roster truly? And if you're 1-3, like, it ain't over, okay? Don't get down in the dumps. Don't start, woe is me. No. This is the time. 1-3 is really where you can make an impact at week 5 because the bye weeks have begun. You have a chance to really take advantage here. You can make up some ground being active on waivers, choosing some correct lineups based on your matchups. That's going to help you a lot today because so far, if you've got a team that's 3-1, 4-0, I'm sure their team's good and they've had some, star performances, but probably for the most part, a lot of those 3-1, 4-0 teams, they haven't had to make decisions. You know, they've got 3 or 4 or 5 guys that they're going to start every week, but now 1 or 2 of those guys is more likely on bye. And now they finally have to make some decisions. How good is their RB3? How good is that wide receiver 4? Were they active on the waiver wire a couple weeks ago like you were? Because you listen to Fantasy Football Sundays right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I don't know if they were. This is your chance now at 1-3. God forbid 0-4 to come back. And if you are in 4, don't worry. We can help you out here. That is my job right here to help you out here on Fantasy Football Sundays. Also, trade season has officially begun, guys. This is the time to start selling high or buy low if possible, okay? You really want to look at the landscape of your team and maybe where you think they're headed at for the season, what the narrative is on them, whether that be true or false or hyperbolic, in a positive or negative light. It doesn't matter. You got to capitalize on these sorts of things. Teams on bye this week, man, a lot of good players going to be out, and we're going to have to talk about it and what you're going to do to get bye this week. No pun intended. Philadelphia Eagles, Detroit Lions, the Chargers, and the Tennessee Titans. I mean, Eagles, you got Hurts. I know Smith and Brown have been in and out of the lineup. You got Saquon Barkley, obviously. Detroit Lions, I mean, what a mega loss for people in fantasy football this week. It's Jared Goff. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's both Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. It's Jameson Williams, who's had a great few weeks. You know, Sam Laporta, this may give the chance for some people who've been struggling with Sam Laporta, including myself, to say, okay, fine, this gives me an excuse to not have to play him. You know, the number 2 or number 3 tight end last season as a rookie, we all expected to take that jump. And it turns out maybe a little bit of a sophomore slump coming back down to earth just a little bit there. So we'll keep an eye on that. Those are the teams on bye. Getting into big injuries before we get into waiver wire pickups of the week, which we'll get into some waiver wire pickups for each position. Before next segment, I get you into the matchup slate and tell you who to play for each matchup. If you're curious about a game or about, I don't know, I've got 2 guys from each team here. I don't really know what to do. We'll go through that. And then, of course, start or sit at the end of the show. And I want you to be a part of that by texting in your start or sit questions right now. You can do it all show, 913-586-7965. That is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number, 913-586-7965. And I will get to all of your start or sit questions near the end of the show. Now, let's get over to some waiver wire additions that I think would maybe be beneficial for you this week. Let's start with the running back room, okay? Well, first, let's get to some injuries here real quick. Puka, CMC, we are hearing some new things. Christian McCaffrey, Adam Schefter tweeted, his return depends on how he fares in practice, but for now, there's some mild encouragement because his calf and Achilles issues did not flare up after on-field work this past week, his first on-field work since being placed on the injured reserve. So I guess if you want to see that as a positive light, to me, I read that as, wait, he hasn't been able to even run without being hurt and in pain? And now this is the first time he's done that one time on the field. I'm nervous, CMC owners. I'm sorry. I'm nervous for you. But it's the first even shade of positive light that we've gotten in the CMC narrative or category there. Puka Nacua, maybe a couple weeks. Getting closer there, too. Players ruled out for Sunday include Khalil Shakir, Joe Mixon, Jonathan Taylor. Anthony Richardson is questionable, and I think he's leaning to doubtful and to out. So those Joe Flacco people, maybe you have a chance to play him if you're desperate at quarterback in a one quarterback or two quarterback league. Evan Ingram is questionable for the Jags. Zamir White and Davante Adams both not playing for the Raiders. Romeo Dobbs and Christian Watson both doubtful for the Packers, which has massive implications that we'll get to in that Green Bay game. Malik Nabers is out for the Giants. Devin Singletary also out for the New York Football Giants. Those are their two best players and maybe, you know, only two above adequate players. And then you've got Brandon Cooks out for the Cowboys and Jaylen Warren out for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Lots of injuries. We're going to have to work through it. That's why we're here. Let's get into some waiver wire pickups that may be able to help you out. Running back room, Trey Sermon. He's now the starting running back for the Colts. Jonathan Taylor, as we just mentioned, is going to be out today. Now, I don't really know if Trey Sermon's a good running back. I don't think I've watched him play. I've never been like super impressed, you know, but he's going to get a lot of usage. He is the number one back on a team that may run the ball. Now, Anthony Richardson, we also just talked about, probably not going to play today. That does kind of trend downwards for me as far as Trey Sermon is concerned. Richardson will check down to the running backs more than Joe Flacco will in my mind, just because he's going to be wanting to launch it to Downs, to Pittman, to Adonai Mitchell. He's really going to let it loose. That's what Joe Flacco does. But still, Trey Sermon is a quality start. Kareem Hunt, we talked about him being a good long-term option a few weeks ago. Well, it turns out that might actually be true. He looked pretty good last week. Got some spark. I mean, I brought it up a couple weeks ago. He's 28 or 29 years old, but he doesn't have the reps, doesn't have the carries, doesn't have the tread on the tires that a lot of those guys that age do. And he clearly still has burst, and he is also clearly the number one option with no Pacheco, which that could be probably another month. We're headed into week 5, I'd imagine. Week 8 to week 10, maybe week 11 in that range. I mean, you've got a while. If you're a Pacheco owner and you're holding on to him, which you should, by the way, you're hoping, at least in my mind, the way I picture it is you're hoping that he comes back right for that playoff push, week 11, week 12, you get into the playoffs, and now all of a sudden you've got your RB1 or RB2 back in your starting lineup. But for now, if you're in that pinch and you're trying to find someone for the long term, stick on the same team. I think Kareem Hunt's going to get a lot of the carries. He knows the system, and I think they're going to end up having to trust him more and more. Going over, sticking in the running backs here, Rico Dowdle finally got in the end zone last week, and he's right around 50% snap share, and I see that increasing as we go on here, folks. I mean, he is the best running back on this team. That's a low bar, but he's better than Dalvin Cook, who's not even on the active roster, I believe, still. And he's better than Ezekiel Elliott, and he's better than Deuce Vaughn. He's better than those guys, both as a runner and as a pass catcher. He does get targets every game. He plays, again, right under 50% of the snaps, 47-48. Zeke plays the other 47-48. Deuce gets a snap or two. I think they're going to listen. This is a kitchen sink game for them tonight against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have to win this football game. I think part of that is going to be having to lean on the little, you know, offensive weaponry that they have. CeeDee Lamb being the, you know, obviously imperative piece to that puzzle. But Rico Dowdle, right there as one of the few quality players in my mind, in my eyes, that they have, I believe that he starts to get the share. And again, if you're looking at the waiver wire here, and a guy like Rico Dowdle, I mean, hell, even Kareem Hunt is on your waiver wire, you need to really think about adding them. And I know if the name doesn't attract you as much as another name that maybe doesn't play as much, we talked about it in week 1, usage, reps, get the ball in these players' hands. That's what matters. If a guy is getting the ball more than another player who may be more talented, more explosive, and just better to you, that doesn't necessarily matter. If a guy's going to get the ball, you got to start him. And if there's a waiver wire ad where you could get the number one running back on the Dallas Cowboys, which is possible, rostered in around 50% of leagues right now, I'd take a flyer. I would take a flyer on Rico Dowdle. Tank Bigsby for the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, it's kind of the opposite. Rico Dowdle, he's solid. I don't know really how good he is either. Same with Trey Sermon. I don't know if Trey Sermon even is that good. Tank Bigsby is a damn good football player. He's explosive. He can run in between or outside the tackles. He's a good pass catcher. And things are just really weird right now in Jacksonville. They're having to figure this out on the fly. I think Tank Bigsby could be, you know, someone that is successful on this team. Travis Etienne, just been strange. I mean, obviously, everything that's transpired this season in Jacksonville has been strange. But I think this Etienne thing has been one of the more shocking fantasy revelations where, whoa, Travis Etienne, that's a lock. He was amazing last year. He's a great player. Trevor Lawrence loves to check it down to him. He's elusive. He's dynamic. He can do it all. I think Tank's starting to dig into that snap share. And then really quickly, before we get into tight ends and wide receivers, guys, We got to have a Breece Hall conversation. He was touted as a league winner. I mean, he probably went top five in a lot of your drafts listening here. I mean, I'm in a dynasty league. I paid a pretty penny for him a couple of years ago, and I have him sitting and starting every week, and I'm just kind of, I'm upset. I'm not even kind of, I am upset. He's been a complete disappointment. But I think this is the time for us to make this into a lesson about looking into what teams have a good RB2 behind their solid or even prolific RB1. People liked Breelon Allen out of the draft, okay? We didn't think anything of it because we love Breece Hall, right? Well, it does matter. Breelon Hall is a 6'2", 225-pound running back that juxtaposes Breece Hall's style, and they're able to use both really effectively. And that sort of thing matters. You know, Rashad White leads the league in touches. Bucky Irving is a better runner of the football, though, and has started to dig into that share of snaps for Rashad White. So you got to think about, okay, who are the guys behind them? I know, even though they're not the premier name, Bijan Robinson is a great example here. Bijan Robinson is incredible. And I'm sorry if you started on Thursday Night Football and what was the mega points fest. He seemingly just was left out of the party, but he's a good running back. We know he's talented. You watch football, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that this guy's good. But Tyler Algier is also damn good. And you want to save your running backs. You want to elongate their careers as much as you can. You can't blame Atlanta for wanting to do that with their first round pick at running back. So they're going to play Algier more. These are things that we have to think about when drafting in fantasy. And that was something that I wanted to bring up specifically with Breece Hall, the Bijans, that world, because it's been disappointing. It's been upsetting. It's been underwhelming. And you're sitting here going, I thought this was my premier guy. I needed points from him. Well, this is something that maybe we could learn in the future. You know, I talked about selling high, selling low. Maybe there's someone who still has a lot of Jets and a lot of Breece Hall stock. You might want to think about selling. Let's go over to tight ends. Taysom Hill. Every week I mention this guy, every week you're going to have to hear him. I'm sorry, okay? And it's going to be around 9:12 to 9:15. Every Sunday morning on Fantasy Football Sundays right here at 96.5 The Fan. I'm going to talk just for a sentence or two about Taysom Hill. Because what other guy can run a touchdown, catch a touchdown, or throw a touchdown in the NFL all in one game? He can. He's vital to the Saints offense, and the tight end market is just so grim and disgusting. Taysom Hill, solid ad every week. He's a flyer. Kate Otten, not for this week. He did play Thursday, but if you're looking at Artie for next week, you got your tight end for this week, but it's a week-by-week streaming, which I'm sure that is the situation for a lot of us right now. Just kind of in this tight end cesspool of nothingness that all sucks. You know, I mean, even if you spent high or drafted high on a Kelsey or an Andrews or a Laporta, you've been upset. You've been left going, oh, why did I do that? I thought I was capitalizing here on what was a shallow position. Well, it's even shallower than we thought. Kate Otten might be able to help you at around 6 points this week. And then Noah Gray. I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures. I think we're going to talk more about this Chiefs game throughout this show, obviously, but Noah Gray is going to get more snaps. And I feel like he actually has been maybe a little underwhelming this season after getting that, you know, solid-sized bag right before the season that kind of surprised him. We're like, whoa, paid Noah Gray, okay. And we all like Noah Gray. He's a very good player. He's a good blocker. He's a good pass catcher. He's a reliable possession tight end who's been great, you know, as Travis Kelce has had to age and as we've had a limit of weapons and offensive catalysts on this team. Noah Gray's been able to be that only player that didn't drop a pass last season for the Kansas City Chiefs. This year, I think they're going to start to have to use him more with the loss of Rice, with the loss of Brown, now with the loss of Pacheco. Noah Gray, start him at tight end, or at least add him. Wide receiver, a lot of buys in wide receiver. I mean, Josh Palmer, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Calvin Ridley, lots of wide receivers out. Well, there are some good ones on buy. This is a really good wide receiver waiver wire week to me, and these are not just this week ads. Some of these are, but long-term. I mean, for instance, Xavier Leggett is a long-term ad. They clearly want to give this guy the ball a lot in Carolina, and I think he's going to be on your waiver wires right now, Sunday morning. I think a lot of you listening that you could go find Xavier Leggett and add him to your team. There's a chance that he's the number one wide receiver for a team the rest of the season. Now, is that team going to win 3 or 4 games and be terrible to watch most of the time? Yes. Are they quarterbacked by Bryce Young, the worst quarterback in the league right now? No, they're not. They're quarterbacked by Andy Dalton, the guy who's seen more than most players in the league right now and has played fairly well. Okay, you wouldn't have, you know, talked home to your mother about, you know, Joe Flacco, but he played pretty well last year. I'd give Andy Dalton and Xavier Leggett a chance. Just because the team's chances are over doesn't mean they're going to give up on improving what they can. And one of their few young, possible high-ceiling assets that they have is Xavier Leggett. They're going to want to get this guy the ball. He played almost 90% of the snaps last week. He had 10 targets and a touchdown. I'd grab him now before it's too late. And then Dontavian Wicks. And this is more of just a this week ad, but the possibility for that long term as well. You've got no Christian Watson today, no Romeo Doubs today. He had 13 targets and two touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. 13 targets, two touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. And he's kind of like Kadarius Toney if he actually knew how to use his hands and catch the football. He's very smooth, very shifty in open space. He can juke someone out of their socks. He's a fun player to watch, and I think the Packers are a good team. Are going to still want to throw the ball, even with the absence of those two receivers. Josh Downs for the Indianapolis Colts. Talked about him a couple weeks ago before he had played his first game. Now he's played two games this season, and he's played a lot. He's had 9 targets, 8 catches, did have a touchdown. Now, we've seen him more with Joe Flacco than Anthony Richardson, but this could be a security blanket that Anthony Richardson starts to find himself clinging on to. He hasn't really found that go-to guy. Maybe it's Josh Downs. We thought it'd be Pittman. You know, we thought it'd be the rookie Adonai Mitchell. Jonathan Taylor, we thought, could get some screens and just be amazing this season. None of it has really developed and filled out like we thought. Josh Downs could be that guy. And if Joe Flacco is in, which it's leaning that direction today, then you must start Josh Downs. You must. Jordan Whittington. Rookie out of Texas, he can clearly get open. He's going to be on the field for the Los Angeles Rams. He really could be their new wide receiver one. We've been talking about DeMarcus Robinson. They've been trying to force feed DeMarcus. Well, the new kid on the block starting to step up. Maybe it just took a couple weeks for him to know the offense. Maybe the Rams have found another steal. I'm not saying this guy's Puka Nacua, but who knows, man? If Cooper's out for the next few weeks, Puka's out for the next month or so, I mean, Jordan Whittington's going to be on a team that throws the ball 30, 45 times a game, and he's going to be the number one option. And a Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford-led offense. Sign me up. Jalen Polk plays the most out of the Pats receivers by far. Over 80% snap share last week. He had 7 targets on this Patriots team. If you're desperate, 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 he is a wide receiver one. I just don't want to be relying on Jacoby Brissett throwing my wide receiver or throwing a wide receiver the football. And that's exactly what the Patriots will be doing. Last but not least, for wide receivers and for those waiver wire ads, before we get to your matchup slate coming up next segment, and of course the start or sit segment, which I want you to be a part of by texting into 913-586-7965. That is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number here to the Fantasy Football Show, which is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. This last wide receiver, you may not know his name. You may have heard him and go, wait, what? Really? You're telling us to get this guy? Well, he's got the 4th most targets in the NFL for some reason. His name's Wandale Robinson of the New York Giants. Malik Nabers is out today. I mean, seriously, Wandale will get like 15 targets. It'll be like 4 catches because Daniel Jones is horrific. But Wandale's open. He's actually a decent receiver. Someone that I had brought up on Fesco and Dusty, which you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 in the morning right here on 96.5, I had brought up as a possible option for the Chiefs to add with the Rice absence happening here. But Wandale Robinson, a solid player on a team that's going to need someone to throw the ball to. I believe Wandale can be that guy. Again, we've got the matchup slate going right now. 10-0. The Vikings are up against the Jets. 2nd-6 right now. The Vikings with the ball over midfield on the 39. Under center, Sam Darnold will go and assess that line of scrimmage. And we will keep you updated with that game and with what's going on in the fantasy world here today, whether it's injuries, whether it's starter sit guys. I want you to be a part of it. Make sure you text us in 913-586-7965. That's the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Fantasy Football Sundays. I am your host, Mac Moore. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, home of Kansas City sports. Welcome back in on a Sunday morning, 9:22, listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Fantasy Football Sunday, I am your host, Mac Morey. We've got some football going on right now. Again, if you're waking up a little late, didn't set your lineups, these next 4 weeks, there are London games starting at 8:30, so make sure you are prepared and ready to go set your lineup Saturday night. Get that tinker time out of the way. But if you didn't have any one of those London games, you're just waiting until noon. Well, let me help you tinker. This is time for the matchup slate. Brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Again, start or sit. Coming up here, next segment, 913-586-7965. That is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Ask me your questions. Who to start, who to sit, who are you nervous about, who you're confident in, but you don't really quite know. Who should you add? Who should you maybe drop? Should you trade someone? Should you buy low, sell high? Ask me. 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number. All right. Jets-Vikings, I mean, it's already happening, so I don't really need to talk about it. First of all, Aaron Rodgers has thrown two interceptions, by the way. I just looked, one of which was a pick six. That is how the Minnesota Vikings are up 10-0 right now.
Washed.
Thank you. Thank you, Quinn, my wonderful producer. Excellent analysis. And it does look like today he might be on that London turf. Does not seem to be faring too well as he drops back to pass on 2nd and 9. Short little completion there to make third and manageable. So we'll go to the next game here. Panthers at Bears. Deontay Johnson for the Carolina Panthers, guys. That's the guy for me for Carolina. If you need to play someone from this team, I think him and Chuba Hubbard are the two viable starters now. With Andy Dalton under center. Dave Canales has not shut up about giving Johnson the ball this whole week. I mean, seriously, it's like, okay, don't you kind of want to disguise that you're going to force feed him with screens and slants and jet sweeps? But that's what's going to happen. Not to mention, they have mentioned maybe becoming sellers before the deadline. And if that is the case, if that is what they want to do to trade Deontay Johnson the next few weeks, one, Kansas City, be calling Brett Veach, be prepared for that. But also, they want to make him look good. They want to make him seem like a viable trade target, a viable asset. And they're going to have to get him the ball, get him some touchdowns, get him some yards, and show that, yeah, this guy's still good. Deontay Johnson for the Panthers. Again, also Chuba Hubbard. If you have him, I'd start him again. I've been starting in these last couple of weeks, and it has fared well. Roma Dunze, listen, has it been what we've wanted so far from him or Caleb Williams? No, we've not been impressed. But the connection is picking up. And I think they're prioritizing him and really only DJ Moore. I mean, Keenan's become an afterthought. He maybe could turn it around. That could be another guy that they could go sell potentially, by the way, is Keenan Allen on a 1-year deal. He's 32 years old. That could be someone, yeah, not a part of our timeline. Let's just call it quits. He's been kind of hurt. Another guy, I play Swift as well, and I think that's probably every week right now, play Swift. But I think Rome is a guy to start today for the Chicago Bears. Now over to the Cleveland Browns at Washington Commanders. For the Browns, I'm starting Jerome Ford today. Now, Washington is a bottom 10 run defense. Ford's a good back. Is he Nick Chubb? No, but he's a really solid running back with a terrible quarterback. He had 7 targets and 7 receptions last week, okay? Sometimes bad quarterbacks are a godsend in fantasy football. If you've got that running back or you've got that tight end or whatever that security blanket may be. I mean, geez, that's Alvin Kamara type stuff. 7 targets, 7 receptions. I mean, if you're in PPR, that's 3.5. If you're in PPR, that's 7 points right there. Forget about the yards. I think Jerome Ford's a good play. And then T-Mac. This could be a game where we start to see Jaden Daniels begin to struggle a little more. The Browns are a bad team, but their defense is still really, really good. Okay, that has not gone away. They can still make someone's life miserable. They've allowed around 175 passing yards a game. It's one of the better pass defenses in the league. Ryan Robinson right now for the Commanders hurt at running back, but I see Terry McLaurin maybe becoming that safety valve, less of the long ball stuff. Obviously, they're going to try one or two. It's Clint Kubiak and Jaden Daniels, and for whatever reason, that just means launching the ball 50, 60 yards till someone puts a stop to it. But Terry McLaurin, I like that today with the pass rush of the Browns, getting to Jaden Daniels as quick as they probably will be able to. I just think you're going to have to throw it and get the ball out of your hands quickly. Terry McLaurin could be the beneficiary of that strategy. The Miami Dolphins. There's my tackle sound effect that I'm forgetting. Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots. Jaylen Waddle. Right now it's tough for the Dolphins, guys. Damon Achane has been a complete disappointment these past few weeks. You know, and you think, well, yeah, but Tua is... No. With a lesser quarterback, whether it's Skylar Thompson or Tyler Huntley, like, your running back should feast on checkdowns, on running the ball, and especially with a guy who we touted as this offensive mastermind and Mike McDaniels. Listen, I'm not seeing it. It's a separate discussion, but I'm not seeing it. You're seeing these coaches. You know, Matt LaFleur gets Malik Willis for a couple weeks. What does he do? He goes 2-0. You know, you see these other quarterbacks or these other coaches have quarterback issues, have to start someone on the fly. What do? They figure it out, and they win these games because they're offensive masterminds, and that's what they do. I haven't seen that from Mike McDaniels one bit. Couldn't move the ball at all last week. Hey, Tyreek Hill's still in. Waddle's still in. Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert. You've got talent. You've got speed. But Waddle would be the guy I play today. I think they're going to lock up. I think Christian Gonzalez is going to be on Tyreek Hill a lot. They don't completely shade over there in New England, but I think there will be a good amount of the time that Gonzalez will be on Tyreek Hill today. And Tyler Huntley is not going to try and bomb it. He just doesn't have that kind of arm. So I imagine little screen passes, dump offs. That's where Mike McDaniels tries to create just open field scenarios, yards after catch opportunities. Waddle, I think, could be that guy today, as Tyreek Hill maybe could be the decoy today, but you're throwing darts with the Miami Dolphins right now. And then we mentioned him earlier, Jalen Polk for the New England Patriots. Listen, he plays the most out of these receivers, over 80% snap share. He had 7 targets. I'm not crazy about it, but if you're desperate, deep league, whatever it may be, injuries, bye weeks are hurting you, Polk has the chance to get 6 or 7 receptions, has the chance to get in the end zone. But the Pats, I mean, how many points are they going to score? Is it 10, 14, 17 max, it feels like? Now I'm getting more than 2 touchdowns, probably. You hope Polk's one of those. Colts at the Jaguars. Brian Thomas has really been the only consistent piece of this Jacksonville Jaguars offense this season. If there's one bright spot for Jags fans, is that they got an absolute stud and a rookie wide receiver. Brian Thomas is a beast. He can win in the middle of the field. He can win on the sidelines, intermediate, short. Very athletic. Sideline awareness. It feels like he is not nearly as raw as what I, and I know many others, thought that he may be. Brian Thomas is a bona fide star. And I mean, listen, the Colts defense is pretty average. He'll go against some solid players in Kenny Moore and Julian Blackmon, but I think he'll get the better of them, and I think he'll get the targets. This is a kitchen sink game for Jacksonville. You know, Dougie P, our guy, the hot seat, baby, it's ticking up. That temperature is turning on. You're 0-4. Guess what? Jacksonville, you got the Colts today. These next 2 weeks, you go to London. Doug Peterson, if you lose today, you may make the flight there. I don't know if you make the flight back. You may be left sipping tea and eating crumpets, Dougie. You need the win today. Brian Thomas better be a part of it. For the Colts, Michael Pittman. It's been an underwhelming year for Pittman. But, you know, that's kind of because of Anthony Richardson, right? That whole offense kind of seems to have fallen on the underperformance and the bad decision-making of AR. Flacco's in there. He's going to feed his number one target. We know that's what he does, right? He's going to launch it. Doesn't matter if it's double, triple coverage. He's going to throw it. Pittman, 9 targets, 6 catches, over 100 yards last week with Joe Flacco. His first, you know, really solid game. He could be building on that today. I'd stick with what's hot there in Indy if Joe Flacco starts today, which it is leaning that direction. So I'd go with Michael Pittman. Bills at Texans. James Cook is just an every week start, okay? And Texans get killed in the checkdowns, these little small passing games into the flat. One reason I think the Bills match up pretty well today. I think it's going to be a good game, but I'm giving that edge to the Bills. And I think Cook is just simply one of the best in the game right now. This offense is leaning on him and Allen. No Khalil Shakir today, who's probably the wide receiver one in Buffalo. So I'd see a lot of James Cook, a lot of Josh Allen. And speaking of the Buffalo Bills, this one's a former one, Stephon Diggs. First off, Nico Collins is a top 5 receiver in fantasy and in real life. Okay, Nico Collins is elite. He's taken another jump. He was great last year. He's elite. Top 5. Let's just get that out of the way. But that's kind of why I'm pretty confident in Stephon Diggs, because he's going to be open a lot today. Buffalo is going to have to put a lot of their attention on Nico. And, you know, they struggle with yards after the catch type guys. Now, Nico obviously is one of the best at that. But Stephon Diggs, what have we seen him do for years? He's taken short and intermediate routes and completely killed you. Okay. Has he lost a step? Maybe half of one, but he's still incredible at catching those short passes and finding lanes to create those big impactful plays. And I see him doing that with a vengeance today. I mean, we know this guy gets emotional and has, you know, different sets of motivation. I imagine him playing his former team is one of them. What a game today. Also at noon. Thanks, Roger. Ravens at Bengals. This might be the other game of the day, by the way. And again, at noon, Roger. Derrick Henry, going to destroy this Bengals team to me. I mean, Cincinnati can't defend the run, okay? And yeah, I know you're already starting Derrick Henry. But even if you're wanting to start Keaton Mitchell, even if you're wanting to start Keaton Mitchell today, that honestly wouldn't be a bad start. They are so bad against, not Keaton Mitchell, Justice Hill, excuse me. If you want to start Justice Hill, RB2. For the Ravens, if you're in a crunch, like that's how much I think they're going to use these running backs, not only in the run game, but in the passing game too, which is what Justice Hill has excited a lot of us in so far. So Andrews owners, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with him or Likely. I mean, I sat here week one. Yep. get Isaiah Likely, do it. Him and Mark Andrews both are going to be, you know, good tight ends this season. What a world that would have been in. I'd love to be in that space-time continuum. Him and Likely both have been at pretty much no-shows. I mean, Andrews with a zero, with a donut last week. But yeah, Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, and this team's just going to run the ball. The Ravens are just going to run the football, and they should. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, I know us as Chiefs fans watching that AFC Championship game last year were perplexed, saying, okay, I guess I'm happy, but why isn't Baltimore running the ball? They're not going to make that mistake against what is a horrendous Cincinnati run defense. And then for Cincinnati, Higgins, T. Higgins, is going to have his first big day. It's going to come in the middle of the field. That's what I'm feeling today for T. Higgins in Cincinnati. Raiders and Broncos, pretty interested in this poop fest, right? It's going to be, don't really know what to expect. You know, Devontae's out. Brock Bowers is an every week play at this point. Damn well could be the tight end one this season. But Trey Tucker could be a good play for the Raiders. 19 points last week, 12 points the week before, 15 targets, 12 receptions in the last 2 weeks. I think Trey Tucker and Alexander Mattison as well for the Raiders. They're running back right now. Solid plays. I just don't know. I mean, the Broncos defense has looked really good these past 2 weeks. Is the Broncos defense good? Maybe. I'm watching that game today. It's going to be on my Foursquare. I'll tell you that. Javonte Williams for the Broncos. I still believe in him as a player. I still got some stock on him. The Raiders aren't great against the run. They're mediocre. I think Javonte is going to get the ball a lot. They've got to simplify things for Bo Nix. It looks like he got a little excited these last couple of weeks. He started to look good. And now we got to get back to the basics. Negative seven passing yards through three quarters isn't necessarily the benchmarks and the goals that I want to be setting for my rookie quarterback that I drafted in the top 10. Cardinals at the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk yet to have this breakout game. I mean, his highest performance, I think, was at 10 points and half PPR. Really, truly abysmal for kind of the standard that we had set and for what we had thought of Brandon Ayuk this season. But today, I think he's going to get it going, okay? Because forget fantasy. In all reality, he got a bag this season. And the San Francisco 49ers are probably looking at him with an eyebrow raised, saying, hey, man, pick it up. Let's go. I think Ayuk does that today. But again, if you've got Juwan Jennings on your team, I think he's a play right now. George Kittle's doubtful. Debo's still out. CMC's out. Juwan Jennings, every week start right now. Trey McBride. Very rarely do I recommend a tight end in this matchup slate, but that's just because the value is so grim. But he actually might be a good play today. He's like Kyler Murray's favorite red zone target. I have no numbers or stats or data to back that up. It's just the eye test. He likes Trey McBride when they get inside the 20 or the 25 yard line. And that is a lot for a tight end. And I think this game could be actually high scoring. And I think the Cardinals is a good chance. They're down 7 or 10 points. A lot of this game, having to throw the ball, having to come back. It's a good game. I don't know what the spreads come down to. It was at 7.5. I like the Cardinals throwing a lot today. I like them staying in this game, maybe not winning, but I like them at the 7.5. And I like Trey McBride for a good game today. Giants at Seahawks. We talked about him earlier. Fourth in targets in the NFL. Why? Well, that's because Daniel Jones doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Wan'Dale Robinson is a good wide receiver, though. He had 15 targets the other week. I think it was on 4 catches. That's because Daniel Jones is thrown into the stands. But Wan'Dale Robinson is a good player. Seahawks are a solid defense. This is if you're desperate. I'd want to stay away from playing a New York Giant right now. If his name's not Malik Nabers or Devin Singletary, both of which aren't going to play today more than likely, yeah, I'm probably not a part of it. I say that as a pass interference is called in the corner of the end zone for Justin Jefferson going up against Sauce Gardner, one-on-one man coverage. Vikings right now leading 10-0, just under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. They're looking to get another touchdown up 3 possessions. The New York football Jets, man, yikes, not working out right now. For the Seahawks, though, in this Giants at Seattle game, Kenneth Walker, I have a feeling that he is channeling his inner beast mode today, okay? And you know what? I'll add on that. He's one of the better running backs in the league. He's not looked like that today, but I truly believe he is. And I hope they're wearing their like older, dark blue, green uniforms today that Marshawn used to run over people. Because today you're going to have to squint and go, is that beast mode? Where's the Skittles? Is that Marshawn Lynch? Is he here just so he doesn't get fined? Yeah. Seahawks are a legit solid team. Kenneth Walker is a legit more than solid running back. He's going to have a good day today. Packers at Rams. Jordan Whittington for the LA Rams. We talked about him a little earlier as well. He's becoming the wide receiver one. 9 targets, 8 catches the other week. Had a touchdown. DeMarcus Robinson hasn't been what they wanted. Shocker. Whittington's a rookie. Sean McVay has been known to give these guys chances once they start to learn the system. Puka exploded last year. Is Whittington going to do that? No. Does he have the opportunity, the chances to do it in a system that we've seen produce that? Yes. Pick him up right now. Go get him. If you haven't, if you don't want to play him today, that's fine. But if you've got a spot on your roster, I think Whittington's a solid flyer there. Dontavian Wicks for the Packers. No Christian Watson, no Romeo Doubs. We talked about Wicks. I think that's a solid play in today's game. Obviously, Jordan Love's a play. Josh Jacobs is a play. I like playing the Packers against what is a bad Rams defense. Going to be an interesting game. You hope the Packers don't get out 14-0 early and just run the ball if you're playing Dontavian Wicks. But I like Wicks in that play nonetheless. And then over to Sunday Night Football. Two of America's teams. Oh, wait. No, America's team plays Monday night right here at Arrowhead Stadium. Okay. Cowboys at Steelers. Najee Harris. I think this is the breaking point for Steelers fans. I got a Steelers friend of mine. Hope you're listening, Sauls. That says, you know, if Najee doesn't get over 100 today, I'm just kind of done. And yeah, I can't really blame him. I mean, this is a first-round pick at running back, and you're playing what has been a just truly abysmal run defense and defense in general and start to the season for a Dallas Cowboys team that, as usual, had some high hopes, whether they were realistic or not. They were there. Najee's got to be able to pound the rock today, get yards after contact, use that big athletic body. They've been giving him the ball. Today's the day for a Najee touchdown and a breakout game. It just has to be if you're a Najee owner. It just has to be if you're a Steelers fan. Going over to another running back that I think really has to start to get the ball a little more and show us what he's got is Rico Dowdle. And this Cowboys team is going to have to realize that Dowdle is just simply the best running back they have, okay? It's not Deuce Vaughn. It's not Dalvin Cook, who I don't even think's on the roster. I think it's Ezekiel Elliott, okay? He's been hovering right under 50% snap count. They got to give Rico Dowdle the football. Then Saints at Chiefs, all right? Kansas City, we talked about Kareem Hunt earlier as a solid waiver wire ad, and there is a touchdown for the Minnesota Vikings. And that is C.J. Ham, the fullback. So probably not many fantasy owners rejoicing in the C.J. Ham two-yard touchdown run. But also, if you're playing the Vikings, though, you go, yes, C.J. Ham. Yeah, I know he didn't have C.J. Ham. 17-0 now for the Vikings up against the Jets. But I think Kareem Hunt's a solid play. Xavier Worthy is now a play where I don't feel as bad about. But Xavier Worthy is just kind of one of those guys, like someone for the Saints that we're about to talk about, where it's just it could be three catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown, or it could be three catches, 6 yards, you know, two catches, 10 yards. That's kind of the Xavier Worthy fear. But also, we've seen him used on these short drag routes. We've seen him used on some of these intermediate routes, these jet sweeps. Yes, he's, for right now, this gadget system guy, but I think Xavier is still a guy who's playable. I think Juju, if you're really desperate, is going to be the number one or number two option as far as passing the ball for wide receivers are concerned. But really, it's Noah Gray, it's Travis Kelce, and Kareem Hunt. Those are my fantasy studs for the Kansas City Chiefs right now, if you had to choose some. Up against the Chiefs, the Saints, Rashid Shaheed is the guy that I'm going to choose. And I know it's been bust-worthy. At least the last 2 weeks, he's dropped some big passes, one of which was a touchdown. That's kind of what Rashid Shaheed is, right? He's boom or bust. Give me Shaheed against the Chiefs. Unfortunately, I think he will have at least one big play over the top from Derek Carr. That is our matchup slate. Now it is time for start or sit. I needed to be a part of it. I needed to text in to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. So go do that. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. And I will answer all of your start or sit questions today. Right here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Sunday Show brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Stay locked in to 96.5. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, the boys are back on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. This is Fantasy Football Sunday. I am your host, Mac Morey. You can hear me, executive producer of Fesco and Dusty, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. Make sure you're tuning in always to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Tomorrow, we'll have the Chiefs. We'll have the Royals. We'll have them both. Royals on the Fan AM 610, and of course, we'll have the Chiefs right here on the 96.5 The Fan signal. We'll have it all going on. Don't worry. Right now, we are starting our start or sit segment, so make sure you are a part of it. 913-586-7965. I want to hear all of your questions. I want to help you out while I can in the last 15 minutes here. I've only got a few minutes, and really around 10 or 11 minutes here to help you out, so make sure you're part of it. I love this one from the 924. Okay, so here's my start or sit question. Should I start working on my lawn right now, or should I just sit on my ass and watch football all day? I mean, come on, man. Yeah, that's easy. That's easy. 924. The couch is right there. It started at 8:30 this morning, buddy. It's not in until 10:30. You get that. Get those butt prints nice and worked out. Let's keep going here. 425. Trade Davante Adams for Tyreek Hill straight up. No. Keep Davante. I get that, though. I have heard some theories on Miami Dolphins being buy low right now. You know, I don't hate that theory. It's honestly, it's something to think about. I'm leaning Davante, though. But you're right. You know, I guess in your head, 9-4-2-5, I mean, you're thinking, okay, well, they say Tua could come back in 2 weeks. Let's say it's even 3 weeks. Fine. Then I still get the rest of the season with Tua and a guy in Tyreek who was the favorite to win offensive player of the year and maybe even have 2,000 yards today. So I get where you're coming from. I don't hate that trade straight up, to be honest. You know, part of it, though, is where does Davante go? I mean, if you're not excited about the Jets right now, then fine, maybe not. But if you're excited about the thought of him and Aaron Rodgers being back together, one of the best duos to ever touch the gridiron, I don't know. That's a tough one, man. I know I'm not giving you your defiant answer here. That's a good trade, honestly. I could see that working for both teams. 938, Chase Brown or Zach Moss? Tough one. I go Zach Moss. I go Zach Moss there. 268, Dak Prescott or Geno Smith today? So Dak taking on those Steelers, and we talked about that Seahawks game going up against the Giants. Listen, Geno Smith's played pretty much impeccable. You could argue he's been the best quarterback all season. It's like him or Sam Darnold. Like, it's weird, but that's just the case. That's where we're at. Offense has been strange. I feel like we're going to get a surplus of points today. That's kind of in my prediction. So we'll see what happens. I like Geno Smith against the Giants personally. I would not want to play Dak up against that Pittsburgh defense tonight. And I believe that game is in Pittsburgh. I don't know for sure. I'm kind of slipping my nut. Yeah, that game is in Pittsburgh today. I think it's in Seattle today at 325. Geno's been on a tear. That Giants defense is awful. Give me Geno Smith over Dak Prescott today, man. 717. Xavier Worthy or Juwan Jennings? And when can I get my college football 25 rematch? Hey, Lance. You know, first off, college football 25, I'm too busy building my dynasty with Tulane right now. Okay, trying to go win back-to-back championships. Sorry, I'm a little busy. No, just kidding. Xavier Worthy or Juwan Jennings? Juwan Jennings, there's no question. Juwan Jennings is a must-play today. Absolutely a must-play. He's a more filled-out, polished receiver on a team that is playing better offensively with a quarterback that is prioritizing getting him the ball. Yeah, Juwan Jennings is just going to be a better option today, both in fantasy, both in real life, everything. Juwan Jennings is the play, in my opinion. Yeah, sure. I know Xavier Worthy's always going to have that ceiling. It's always going to be like, no, this guy's going to be the guy. But Xavier Worthy could have that 80-yard touchdown. Yeah, I get it. I understand. I get the draw. Go, Juwan. 353. And again, remember, you got a few minutes to be a part of this conversation, guys. Start or sit. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views right here on the Fantasy Football Sunday Show. Am I crazy for benching Olave and... Well, I don't have the rest of that text. 3x3. Am I crazy for benching Olave, moving Deontay to wide receiver, and flexing Roschon Johnson? I don't think you're crazy. No. No, I don't think you're crazy. No, I actually think I like it. I think I like it. Well, I mean, it goes into my logic, too. It's why I said to play Rashid Shaheed this week, because I think the Chiefs will shut down Olave. That's what they do. They shut down the number one option. I think Shaheed will have some room to get, you know, 230 or 40-yard bombs. Yeah, I like Deontay today. Roschon Johnson is a solid flex. Yeah. No, I don't think you're crazy. That's a good idea, actually, 353. I'm in on that. 311, Wandale Robinson or Juwan Jennings? Again, guys, it's Juwan Jennings. I think Wandale Robinson has the chance to get those catches. That's really what you're thinking about, I guess. If you're in a full PPR, I'd maybe lean Wandale. But I think yards, the ability to score, like everything else is in Juwan Jennings. And even the receptions, like, yeah, Wandale may get 7. Okay, you're really going to choose Wandale for 2 more points when Juwan got 4 or 5 receptions, you know, 15 more yards and a touch. Like, at the end of the day, I don't think the math is mathing there. And again, I'm a usage guy. We talked about it on today's show. Whoever's getting the ball a lot. But I'm going to go with Juwan Jennings. 019 texting into the show. Trey Tucker or Rashid Shaheed in my flex. Ooh. Two guys we talked about today. Two guys that I recommended today in the matchup slate. Very good listening. And if you missed the matchup slate today and you want to know each matchup today, you've got a couple hours till those noon games started. It will all be podcasted on 96.5thefan.com, your Odyssey app, whichever. You can go find the podcast to this show and listen to all of my advice from today. I'm going to go with a hot take here. I actually think I'm going to take Trey Tucker. I know. I think I'm going to take Trey Tucker. I'm calling the bluff of the Denver Broncos, and I think the Raiders get it to Tucker a lot today. I think that's a really interesting and weird game. But Tucker, 19 points last week, 12 points the week before, 15 targets and 12 receptions in those 2 weeks. It's a lot of usage, and I actually think he's a good player. So I think I'm going to take Trey Tucker over Shaheed, even though I like Shaheed this week. I think I'm going to take Tucker. That's a hot take, 019. I'm going with a hot take, but I'm going to go Trey Tucker. 045, Olave or Diggs? Diggs. Yeah, McDuffie's locking up Olave. Yeah, go Diggs this week for sure. 140 chimes in. Andy Dalton or Justin Fields? Got to go Justin, right? You got the running upside. Yeah, you got to go Justin. And I mean, he's playing the Panthers too. They're playing each other today, okay? And the Bears actually have a good defense. I think a better than good defense, maybe even. That's so funny. Wow, Justin Fields, I went with the Bears. That's so funny. The Steelers playing the Cowboys tonight at home. Wow, that is so funny. So Andy Dalton playing the Bears. Again, same thing applies. Good defense. Steelers, Justin Fields playing the Cowboys today. Again, I'm going to go Justin Fields. Same things apply. Sorry, a little brain fart there for me back in 2023 there. Justin Fields, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, is who I would start today against the Dallas Cowboys over Andy Dalton. That running factor is going to be so huge for quarterbacks. It always is. It's why we thought Jaden Daniels could be a league winner this year. It turns out he really could be. It's because of the running. Tyreek or Shaheed? I think you got to go Tyreek, man. I think you have to. I don't like it though. I mean, honestly, let's look here real quick. I'm going to help you out here on the fly. I know this is the best radio in the world, right? Let me look at your game log here. I mean, these last 3 weeks from Tyreek Hill, and the Buffalo game is when the, you know, travesty of the Tua injury happened. 5 points, 5 points, 6 points, and half PPR for Tua, for Tyreek Hill. I think the ceiling is always going to be there for Tyreek Hill, but you're right. At some point, you do have to make a move. I mentioned him earlier being a decoy. I like Rashid Shaheed this week, man. That's crazy to say, but the fact that you're even having to text that is sad. That's where we're at, though. I think Rashid Shaheed, I think that's where you're at. Because, I mean, fine. Tyreek Hill will always have the chance to go off that 180-yard touchdown. So will Shaheed. And Shaheed's probably going to get more targets. And we talked about this game plan with Olave kind of being locked up, getting locked up by Trent McDuffie, them going to Shaheed, them trying to run the ball with Alvin Kamara and those little dump-offs. I think that's the game plan today for you, 051, even though I'm a little skeptical on it. It's like, yeah, start Rashid Shaheed over Tyreek Hill. But that's just where we're at. 17-0 right now, Minnesota Vikings, minute and a half left in that second quarter. Thank you so much for being a part of the Start or Sit segment today. I really appreciate it. We do it every week here on the Fantasy Football Sunday Show right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. We go through the matchup slates and try and lead you in the right direction before the last 15 or 20 minutes where the show is about you. And we're going to do that each and every week here on 96.5 The Fan. But a lot of Juwan Jennings questions today. I hope I came across that I am in on Juwan Jennings. And this last text, Brian Thomas or George? George sounds like a great guy. Don't know who that is. Sounds like a great guy, though, George. Go Brian Thomas. I like him a lot. Great rookie. Jags, kitchen sink game for them today. Thank you so much for listening to 96.5 The Fan. This is Fantasy Football Sunday. You got 2 hours of fun on the way before you got 8 more hours of football. Jay Binkley, the Binkster, coming up for 2 hours with my guy, Quentin. Thank you so much for listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I'm Mac Morey. Have a good week, guys.